And now it's time for one of the most well-regarded segments on this show. What's that from?
So classy. We'll fix that. You're listening pretty late, and it is time for What's That From, where we reenact a scene from a classic movie, and you call us and tell us what movie you think that is from. 312-981-7200. I should probably have my list of, you know what, we have a gift card from Apt Electronics available for your prize. So 312-981-7200. We have a $50 gift card from Apt Electronics. And thank you, Steve Shapiro, and all our good friends from Apt Electronics.
A couple notes for tonight's performance. Some of the language has been cleaned up.
Some.
There's going to be some word changes. I hope no one's keeping us verbatim to stuff. And Esmeralda will be doing the stage directions along with her role.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. So 312, we will continue the scene until someone gets the correct answer. So this should be exciting. So we will continue until someone calls and or texts. Which one is it going to be, Craig? Are we calling or texting with the correct answer?
Whatever. Whatever anyone does. I got both open.
We could do one of each. We could do
one of each.
Yeah. We could do a gift card and a Lee Malnati's gift card.
Then we won't interrupt the show until we get both.
Yes. Okay. So whoever's first, if it's by phone or by text, if they're simultaneous, I'm going to do a toss up on that.
So we're going to give away two, though. One to the texter and one to
the
caller.
One to the phone call. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So everyone's got an opportunity to win here. So, Senator, whichever's first, we will stop you in your tracks. Oh, do you want a microphone?
Thank you.
Here we are with What's That From? Oh, that was good. I like that.
Let me have your attention for a moment, because you're talking about what? You're talking about the sale you shot. So some son of a gun don't want to buy land. Somebody don't want what you're selling. Some broad you're trying to screw, so forth. Let's talk about something important. Are they all here?
All but one.
Well, I'm going anyway. Let's talk about something important.
Sees lemon pouring coffee.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only. You think I'm messing in with you? You think I'm messing with you? I'm not messing with you. I'm here from downtown. I'm here from Mitch and Murray. And I'm here on a mission of mercy. Your name's Levine?
Yeah.
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a gun?
I don't gotta listen to this crap.
You certainly don't, because the good news is you're fired. The bad news is you got all you got. Just 1 week to regain your job, starting with tonight. Starting with tonight's sits. Oh, have I got your attention now? Good, because we're adding a little something to this month's sale contest. As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see the second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired. You get the picture? You laughing now? You got leads? Mitch and Murray paid good money. Get their names to sell them. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close crap. You are crap. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak? The leads are weak? You're weak. I've been in the business 15 years.
What's your name?
Screw you. That's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name. Your name is You're Wanting. You can't play in the man's game. You can't close them. Then go home and tell your wife your troubles, because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line, which is dotted. You hear me, jerks?
Uh-oh. Flips the blackboard.
Yeah, we can keep going with the scene if we'd like to. Dan is doing an incredible job, but we do have both of our winners.
Wait, I think we need this part, Red.
Okay, go ahead.
You got to do this part.
Back to scene.
Just this last paragraph.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. AIDA. Attention, interest, decision, action, attention. Do I have your attention? Interest. Are you interested? I know. I know you are, because it's that or walk. You close or you hit the bricks. Decision. Have you made your decision for Christ? And action. AIDA. Get out there. You got the prospects coming in. You think they came in to get out of the rain? A guy don't walk on the lot lest he wants to buy.
That's your
so, page turn. They're sitting out there waiting to give you their money. Are you going to take it? Are you man enough to take it?
To Harris.
What's the problem, pal?
You, boss, you're such a hero. You're so rich. How come you're coming down here and wasting your time with such a bunch of bums? All right. I just want to get one more line in. Craig, you want to do... Oh, wait. This is the...
Okay, so great.
Karen, do you want us to stop or keep going? What movie are we reading from?
I kind of want Dan to do the next line.
Do you want Dan to do the next line? Dan, do the next line.
You see this watch? You see this watch?
Yeah.
That watch costs more than your car.
I think Karen's ready to give us an answer.
All right, go ahead, Karen.
Karen?
Okay, my guess was Glengarry Glen Ross.
Ding, 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 ding. Was she first on the text? Did she beat the text screen too? You have won a $50 gift card to Lou Malnati's.
Woo!
Yay!
Oh, that's great.
Yes, congratulations. And say hi to our good friend Steve Shapiro when you go out there. Are you a fan of the movie Glengarry Glen Ross?
You know, I've never seen it. I feel as if I've seen it because I've seen parts of it here
yes,
and there.
Me too.
And I kind of know the story. And you guys did a great job on that.
Wasn't it
too.
Good? I agree completely. Thank you so much, Karen. Hold on the line, and Craig will take your information.
Enjoy the pizza.
Okay, yes. Thanks.
Thank you. I've never seen the movie either. I'm with Karen.
Oh, just one of the best. Alec Baldwin just steals the show. Like, that's the greatest 15 minutes in a movie. He just comes in. He's the guy in that scene. He's so good. I'm so tired. I kind of missed a couple of words. I was just like, what? I was trying to close on the watch one. This is one of my favorite things.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I started laughing. You see this watch that I heard you laughing.
I see your
it's
watch.
Like you don't have a watch.
You don't have a watch. You're talking about your swatch. What? By the way, a friend of the show, Pony, who is our bartender extraordinaire from the Zany's Comedy Club, also he texted me directly, said he's not playing, but he was guessing Glengarry Glen Ross as well.
Cool.
I mean, see, the thing is, always be closing. That was when people started calling.
Always be BC closing.
And Karen called before that line, so
she
that
did?
Was good. She called before. Yeah,
right
she was,
there.
She called so, before that even. She was all in. That was fantastic.
So she got well it right done. After the... you hear me, jerks.
How much editing was required for that? Was that the TBS airing version of it?
So much editing was required for that.
Yeah.
There were
did you count how many?
Seven
F-words?
Of the F-words taken out. There were five S-words taken out of that. There were a few other words of varying not allowed to be on air use, all of which were also subtracted. A couple of the sentences were just missing a word, too. So, Senator Katowski, I don't know if you noticed that, but... You had an extra punch in some of those sentences that I just took out.
You didn't change them to TBS.
I did. Well, there's a lot of those craps in there. Your crap.
Yeah,
that's not.
Crap.
That's not.
Darn. You call me crap a couple times.
Darn.
You son of a gun.
You know what I was. You know what I struggled with, and a little bit on the phonetics. And I don't know if it came across. Maybe it did. The first word was messin'.
Messin'.
Where is that? Mm. Where do you have that here?
Oh yeah, you said mess.
Mess in. Mess in. I was like, what did I just say?
Hey, you're on
I'm
the spot.
Messing in. No, wait a second. I'm messing. So, yeah, but it was a lot of fun. This gets out my like you know, actor studio.
Yeah, every week we'll
every
have
week.
Something
this is so
you.
Great.
Yes,
it really is. It's a lot of fun. Hopefully, it's fun for the listeners because
hey, as long as we're having fun,
it isn't. If as long as you're happy, Patty. That's
oh
what
my,
I say.
Oh man, last
that's
night
that's the Patty rule.
We were having so much fun last night watching the Cubs game on the air, and people were getting nervous for my job. And I was like, hey, everybody, take it down a notch. That was the most fun I've had in a lot was watching. I mean, I rarely get to watch a Cubs game while I'm working.
You know what's really good that you're doing that? Because sometimes you can listen on the radio and not really know what's going on in the Cubs game. Because the announcer's been around for a long time. And they'll be saying, it's like, oh, yeah, and they'll just be talking. And like,
oh, there's a signal.
Oh, wait a second. Yeah, oh, God, it looks like, oh, it could be. Yeah. Oh, it's a homer. And I was like, really? I mean, what's going on? I mean, oh, there were two runners on. My son and I talk about it all the time. And I'm like, why aren't they telling me what's going on in the game? I want to know the balls and strikes. And
it's not necessarily my job to tell people what's going on in the game. So I was more telling how excited I was.
If you're doing like, you know, like a...
Can we do that?
Real quick, can we take a break and do a second scene where Patty gets to be the main... character because I do have a second scene.
All right, we have
awesome.
It from the same movie.
No, this is a different movie.
We're doing playing again.
Yeah,
312-981-7200. We have a Lou Malnati's pizza for you.
Sweet.
Play what's that from after this on 720 WGN.
And it is time once again for Masterpiece Pretty Late Theater with Patty Vasquez.
Craig decided that we should do round two of this, and Senator Dan Katowski joins us as well. You had the monologue. Apparently, it's my turn.
I thought I was having a flashback.
Did we just do this?
Well, I had both of these ideas today, and I couldn't decide which one to do, and so you both get one.
All right.
Seems better.
I like it. There's so many movies. We'll never run out of
Craig
movies.
Craig is magnanimous.
Well, also, he's
a
very
giver.
He is
just
very
magnanimous. BTG.
Can you mark that down? I believe it's perhaps the first time someone has said magnanimous.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we're gonna start doing a chart of
it's
words that rarely get used.
Segment, so yeah.
It's very upscale.
Very fancy.
Very well.
Exceedingly. Right.
And then we have Esmeralda also doing.
There are no stage directions.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry, Esmeralda. Then, she's left. Sorry. She's like, I don't need to be here. She's walked off the set.
That's her stage
I've
direction.
Had it with this job.
Esmeralda walks off the set. that's our stage direction.
We can set the scene a little bit, though. We are in a courtroom, and our main characters are about to engage in some sort of argument.
I think someone's being cross-examined. 312-981-7200. If and when you get the answer, we may keep going until the scene is over. Mm-hmm. Scene. What?
Get in your game face. Get in the game
Stop.
Face.
Uh-huh. Hold on.
Find it, Katowski. Find it.
Who's first? I'm not.
I am.
Senator Katowski.
Right. Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled to them.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth. Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago, and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. That Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather that you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand the post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you're entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job I was...
Did you order the code red?
You're goddamn right I did!
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Wow.
What?
No. We've got a lot of texters with the correct answer. I believe all of our phone callers have the correct answer.
That was a scene from Beaches.
Yeah. Beaches, yes. Did I ever tell you that you're my hero?
Patty, you did not struggle to put the right amount of emotion into your scene. Well done.
Do you get the feeling that I've been waiting to be told that I need to read that scene for an audition?
Yeah, you need me on that one. So awesome.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well. Do you happen to know what movie we were reading that scene from?
It's Few Good Men. It's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, we had fun doing that. You've won a $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's. Do you think that I was overdoing it a little?
No, I think you did a fantastic job. I'm absolutely blown away by it. I was just playing awesome. When I turned on the radio and I missed a moment of it.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for indulging me, everybody.
Nicholson eat his heart out right now. he can't hold the candle to you. He's like, what? I got an Academy what?
What? He did. He won an
Academy Patty. Yeah. Academy. Yeah.
You goddamn right.
That's right.
Yes, Kirk? You're right. I can't hear you. Are you talking to us?
I know. I turned the... Whoops. Yes. They actually both did. Baldwin won an Academy Award for his role, too.
Oh, look at that. We're doing Academy Night.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sean. Hold on the line, and Craig
really?
Will get your information.
Yeah.
Lou Malnati's coming your way.
For that. Just to...
This.
Sorry.
What? Nicholson for that scene? Yeah.
No, for Alec Baldwin had won it for his as well, for Best Supporting Actor.
There have been Best Supporting Actors who have had like small, like I think there's somebody who's won for like 7 minutes of screen time.
It's amazing to me though. I mean, but it just tells you like how memorable the scene was when Alec Baldwin, he just stole the show. I mean, mm-hmm. that's what you remember. I mean, I remember that movie. I remember it being very depressing.
Right.
And I remember like liking it. But I was like, you know what? I repeatedly watched it for that scene.
Right.
You know, and I think people repeatedly watch A Few Good Men get to that scene.
I like so many parts of that movie. I actually love Noah Wiley on the stand. Noah Wiley, who went on to play Dr. Carter.
Right.
And they're asking him, you know, where's the code red? Show me in this book, in the guidebook for a Marine, where the code red is. And he's like, it's not in there. And then Tom Cruise comes back with the book. He's like, well, tell me where you go for lunch. And he's like, what? He's like, well, where do you go? Where do you go when you want to eat? He's like, it's not in the book. He's like, well, how do you know where to go? He goes, I just follow everybody else. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Such a great, I love that movie.
Cruise is terrific.
Everybody, Kevin Bacon is great
Kevin
in
Bacon.
That.
Bacon. And Demi Moore, too.
Demi Moore was great. Kevin Pollak, who was good in the movie.
I thought he was really good. You know?
No, in person, I don't like him.
Well, we're not talking about
I know, it just ruins the movie for me sometimes now when I watch it. He's just kind of a jerk. Yeah, he was really mad. We were doing a show up in Wisconsin. He's a stand-up comic. He does great impressions. Brilliant. He does, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He does a great Christopher Walken.
Awesome.
Craig, you should look for Kevin Pollak doing Christopher Walken. And but I was selling T-shirts, and people were buying my shirts and not his. He had a Christopher Walken shirt, and people were buying my shirt, and they would ask him to sign my shirt. He was not pleased.
A little uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable.
Is it really competitive? Is like, you know how that's kind of like, you know, those, you know, they show those shows where there's the competitions for the little beauty queens and things like that. Is there a big competition for like the T-shirts?
Well,
is that where the real war is happening between the comics?
There are comics that are gracious. Like Lewis Black, who I mention a lot because I've worked with him many times. He was the first big headliner I ever worked with. And he sold CDs and never made me feel as though I should not sit at the table and also sell my merchandise. Because for a headliner, and that's who I aspire to be like, and to be that kind to comics who are just struggling to, you know, make ends meet and follow their dreams. Sometimes merchandise, by the way, for those of you who ever go to a comedy club, the way comics are able to give themselves a raise and to continue with their careers is by selling T-shirts and CDs and things like that is their own piece of it. The club makes the money off of the drinks and the ticket price, and they pay the comics a salary. But, you know, the disparity between what a headliner like Lewis Black makes and what a headlining comic at, you know, Weekly makes, it's the only way to give yourself a raise and to pay for your, you know, car when you're driving for all your travel and things like that. So
did you? I've never seen any discs of that you had.
I used to sell a DVD. The thing about selling CDs and DVDs for me, I'd rather sell a T-shirt, something that's like a line from my show, or I sell magnets.
What was the line you had on your T-shirt?
I have one says, "Just because you can talk doesn't mean you should." And thank you.
That's very powerful.
And then the other one, and then Griffin designed one that says, "Keep it in your head." And it has it's in the colors of autism, and it's about people asking ignorant questions or poking their noses where it doesn't belong.
Oh yeah.
Do you still
sell those?
Yeah, I sell that one.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
All right, I'll get you one.
Do you have a really form-fitting one?
No, I don't.
Oh, shoot.
I'll do it extra small.
More for
the 720. Got awkward in here.